So I'm going to embark now on some of the theatre that is happening in Newcastle-on-the-Lyme and Stoke-on-Trent. First up, we visit the New Vic Theatre. And last week, I went to see the wonderful The Company of Wolves, which is directed by Teresa Heskins and Vicar Dalia Amadou from Upswing MBE. And this is on until Saturday, the 12th of October. A wonderful colleague and friend of mine, Dan Parr, is playing the hunter in this. And it is really foreboding and eerie and creepy sort of drama presentation that is almost intermersed with wonderful acrobatics and circus skills. And it's a lovely, lovely production. Imaginative staging, evocative soundscapes, spectacular acrobatics and theatrical invention really do combine to bring the fabulous story by Angela Carter, this gripping horror story, to life. And it's also very ambiguous at the end. It's kind of open to interpretation. It has this wonderful spacious set, which is very sparse, and a trap like door in the middle, which brings up various props and a rocking chair. And it has like a sort of a grey surface with lots of sort of projected lighting effects onto that to kind of create sort of different like themes and tones, which kind of take you to different places. But it's a really eerie. It also features, what I have to say, it features some wonderful Foley sound effects, which are performed in these little sound booths amongst the audience during the performance live. And it is really highly recommended. There's an audio described performance on Saturday, the 12th of October, and hopefully some of the cast will come along to speak to you if you go and take part in that. And that should be around 1 o'clock. The actual introduction should be about 2 o'clock through the headset provided, and then the show will begin at 2:15. Age guidance is 13 plus. There also is a caption performance if you'd like that, and that is on Tuesday the 8th of October at 7:30 p.m. and it was developed with support from the Generate program by the National Theatre. And coming up after that, we have Show and Tell, which is the brand new play from Alan Aitborn, which has come from the Stephen Joseph Theatre in Scarborough. And Jack is planning a big party for his wife's birthday. He's pulling out all the stops and has booked a touring theatre company to come and perform in the main hall of the family home. The only problem is that Jack's getting a bit forgetful in his old age and can't remember all the details of the booking. The Homelight Theatre Company is on its knees. They desperately need a well-paid gig, and Jack's booking is paid well. Pinning him down on the details has been very tricky, however, and something doesn't feel quite right. This is Alan Aitborn's 90th play, and it is a celebration of theatre, a delightfully dark farce that lifts the lid on the performance that we act out on a daily basis. And this takes place from Tuesday the 15th through to Saturday the 26th of October. And then after that, we have John Godber back for a week from Tuesday the 29th of October through to Saturday the 2nd of November. This is Perfect Pitch, and it's written and directed by John Godber. When teacher Matt borrows his parents' caravan for a week on the Yorkshire coast with partner Rose, they were expecting 4 days of hill running and total distress. But with the world's biggest tribute band festival taking place nearby, Grant and Steph's pop-up tent is an unwelcome addition to their Perfect Pitch. Class and toilet cassettes become an issue as Godber reunites and reunites his classic comedy set on an eroding coastline. Described as a triumph by the Sunday Times, the State of the Nation comedy is a by-turns hilarious and unsettling adventure as Matt and Rose are inducted into the world of caravanning and karaoke. Sounds great, great fun. That's Tuesday the 29th of October through to Saturday the 9th of November. If you'd like to book tickets, the box office is 01782 717962, or you can visit newvictheatre.org.uk. They also have a wonderful cafe that has a wonderful meat option and vegetarian option in the evening. And you do Really need to book because it can get very busy during some of the performances. But they are open at lunchtimes as well and for drinks in the bar in the evening. But for more information, go online at newvictheatre.org.uk and you can click on cafe and you have all the information and you can book a table there too. Also, they have a whole host of access information that's available to you, and they list all of the other one-nighters and all the other shows that are coming up. Now I'm going to have a very, very quick look into the Regent Theatre while we are here. And coming up in the next month or so, we have some great things. The next audio described performance is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Seen this a few months ago in Wimbledon. And this is on from Tuesday the 22nd through to Sunday the 7th of October. It's audio described at 2 p.m. on Wednesday the 23rd of October with a touch door to be confirmed. It'll be by Mind's Eye Description. And the wonderful Macula Society are taking a large group. So if you want to come along, please do. There'll be plenty of company, plenty of people to talk to, and it'll be a fantastic experience. You'll hopefully have the chance to go on stage and explore the sets, props and costumes, and you'll have a wonderful audio description through the headset provided, which will give you a great insight of all of the action and drama that is unfolding on stage. This is a brand new production of the much loved family favourite, starring Liam Fox from Emmerdale, and it's also got the wonderful Vivian, who won, I'm trying to remember now, it was the UK Drag Race. Yeah, it jumped into my head at the last minute. It is bursting with unforgettable songs, and actually Vivian's playing the child catcher, which I think is a very interesting casting choice. Songs, by the way, by the Sherman Brothers include Toot Sweet, Hushabye Mountain, Truly Scrumptious, love that one, and of course the Academy Award-winning nominated title song, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And it has a fabulous, fabulous car that moves and does all sorts of lovely things, like lights and like sort of wings that sort of come out, and it's very colourful and very animated on stage. Yeah. So that is on from Tuesday 22nd through to Sunday 27th of October. After that, mid-November, we have for you Ghost the Musical Bat. Really looking forward to this. This is Tuesday the 12th through to Saturday 16th. And walking back to their apartment late one night, a tragic encounter sees Sam murdered and his beloved girlfriend Molly alone in despair and utterly lost. But with the help of a phony storefront psychic, Sam, trapped between his world and the next, tries to communicate with Molly in the hope of saving her from grave danger. The movie Ghost is one of cinema's biggest all-time hits, starring the late Patrick Swayze alongside Demi Moore and Whoopi Goldberg, who won an Oscar for her fabulous performance in this film. It was the highest-grossing film of 1990, and it features lovely music from the Righteous Brothers, Unchained Melody, alongside many more terrific songs co-written by Eurythmics' Dave Stewart. Up after that, we've got Chicago, which I'm sure you know all about, and that runs from Monday the 25th through to Saturday the 30th. And for the first time coming to the Regent, we have Only Fools and Horses, the hit musical from the West End. This is on from Monday the 2nd through to Saturday 7th of December. It is audio described on Wednesday the 4th of December at 2:30 p.m. Hopefully there will be a touch door. And it's the smash hit show Only Fools and Horses the musical, which is direct from a record-breaking four-year sold-out run in London. And it features Del Boy, Rodney, Grandad, Cassandra, Raquel, Boise, Marlene, Trigger, Denzel and Mickey Pierce. It's based on John Sullivan's legendary TV show, and the critically acclaimed homegrown musical spectacular features cherished material from Britain's best-loved TV series, with a script and original score written by John's son, Jim Sullivan, and comedy giant Paul Whitehouse. So well worth experiencing that, especially if you love a little bit of Only Fools and Horses. And the dates again for that is Monday the 2nd through to Saturday the 7th. And then of course we have Panto. I'll give you more information about this in November, but Panto is, just in case you want to know, it is Friday the 13th of December, and that runs through to Sunday the 5th of January. And I think the Audio Describe performance, I think it's the 19th, but I will confirm that for when we're back at the end of October. Okay, and if you would like to book tickets for any of those, I did actually promise you, so I do really apologise because I need to pick up the updated information. But I did promise you some one-nighters at the Victoria Hall, and those will be coming up, I promise, at the end of October. I just need to update my listing information. If you'd like to book for any of the stuff at the Regent, however, you can give the access, the dedicated access assistant line, a call on 0333 009 5399. If you'd like to go into the box office, they're open when a show is on, and it's normally from 6 o'clock. And you can also go online, and that's atgtickets.com/Stoke, and we'll have some more theatre for you, and I promise the one-nighters when we're back at the end of October.